More people than ever are seeking help for problem drug use. Last year, there were over 13,000 cases, the highest annual number ever recorded. Cocaine was the most common drug being reported, and the Health Research Board says there's evidence of a continued increase in use of that drug, especially among women. Kieran Fulham is a graduate of the Coolmine Drug Treatment Centre in Dublin. He's no longer homeless and is now employed. He told our reporter Etna Dodd about his experience of recovering from cocaine addiction.
I started off taking drugs at a young age and stuff. I kind of went through life like that, dropped out of school, could never really keep a job or anything. I had nothing left, nothing. Like, I just wanted to just rebuild my life, like, and I knew there was more to life. Like, I was just sick and tired of it. It took me probably 10 or 12 weeks to actually get into Coolmine. Having to give a clean urine, obviously, because I was a heavyweight smoker as well at the time. Obviously, coke and drink and stuff was out of my system, so I couldn't really get the weight out of my system for a couple of weeks. I eventually then got to Coolmine. Life took off really then. Like, I'm coming up to 3 years sober in January.
Kieran, if you were to meet someone from the Department of Health or even the Minister for Health and they asked you, what do we need to do to help people like you or be better at how we help people like you, what would you say?
If you end up homeless and you're in a hostel, it's a horrible place to be. And they're the places that people need to be knocking on them doors and helping people out and letting people know that there's places to go. Awareness and to provide more beds and more places and like to Coolmine can only take in so many people at a time. Like, there's always going to be a waiting list. Like, why not open many more places like that around? The message needs to get out that there is hope and there is help out there. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I was homeless in Dublin for 2.5 years in hostels, there was nobody coming in to me saying to me, this is a way out, here's the plan, here's the place to go.
Research officer with the Health Research Board, Anne-Marie Carew, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So 13,104 cases, nearly a 10% increase on the previous year. What does this tell us about drug use in Ireland?
This report from the Health Research Board today looks at drug treatment figures over 7 years, so from 2017 through to last year. And as you said, there were over 13,000 cases entering treatment last year for problem drug use, and it is the largest number that we have recorded annually, and it's an increase of nearly 1,000 cases on the year before. We found that cocaine was the most common drug reported last year. It accounted for nearly 4 in every 10 cases. Opioids are mainly heroin, it was second. It accounted for 3 in every 10 cases. In third place was cannabis. That accounted for nearly 2 in every 10 cases. And then in fourth place were benzodiazepines, and they accounted for nearly 1 in every 10 cases. Mm-hmm. So what we've seen over the last number of years is there's been a shift in the age profiles using these drugs. Mm-hmm. So among those that are younger, under the age of 20, cannabis is the main drug there driving treatment demand. It was cocaine among those that were in their 20s and 30s. For those that are older, so 40 years or older, it was opioids or mainly heroin.
Now, you were noting in particular a rise in women presenting for treatment for cocaine addiction. What do you think is happening there?
That's right. So over the last 7 years, what we've seen is a large increase. It's been nearly 400% increase among females who have sought drug treatment specifically for cocaine. Now, it did start out at a relatively small number back in 2017, but it has increased year on year. So for those with powder cocaine as their main problem, what we're seeing is that 1 in 5 are female. But among those with crack cocaine as the main problem, nearly half of those were female. So really, this is a sharp increase in cocaine cases among females. It is concerning because it highlights a growing need for prevention measures, especially around crack cocaine. We're also seeing that females that are entering drug treatment are more likely to be living with dependent children. So it's really important that we understand these complex issues that females face, and also that'll help to identify the types of integrated services that will help them to address their specific situations.
You mentioned the need for prevention measures. What would that involve?
Well, there's a number of different measures in terms of prevention, and it can range from, you know, education and the understanding of drugs and their consequences. However, our report today is about treatment, and we look at the numbers that are entering treatment each year. Now, the numbers have risen, and one of the reasons for that is the use of cocaine in the general population. But as well as that, we know over the last 2 years that government has invested in services, and specifically around cocaine services. So it's important that the services are there for people when they require them. But there is a growing need for cocaine services in terms of treatment into the future.
In this report, I note that it says 4 in 10 cases last year were first-time users of treatment services.
That's right. So just under 4 in 10 were new, so they had never been in drug treatment before, while 6 in 10 were returning. Now, obviously, there's different profiles depending on whether a case is new or it's previously treated. But what we did find is cocaine is the most common drug reported among new cases, and those rates have risen significantly over the last 7 years. In contrast to that, then, the proportion of new cases that are reporting cannabis or opioids as their main problem, those numbers have actually decreased.
Okay. Research Officer with the Health Research Board, Anne-Marie Carew, thank you very much.